Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights in the big city up in the Bronx. We got a couple big shots. Let's pour up the double shot. One for Cody Bellinger, the other for Max Fried. Cody Bellinger stepping up, right? As I talk about the Bronx Bombers only scoring when they hit home runs. Cody Bellinger with the three-run bomb to tie that game, to wake that place up. Clutch. Obviously, his defense we know about, but, you know, Belly's got to produce right now with Judge down. And he has, you know, he's had hit streaks. He's had, you know, great moments. He's had a three-homer game, should have been a four-homer game. First shot of the night we're pouring up for Cody Bellinger. And the second one, Max Fried. Max level compete. And, you know, you can rely on the guy. I know his last few outings, they've been shaky and they haven't been as solid as his, you know, start to the season. But, man, after the defense let him down, he really locked in. I forget how many he retired in a row, but he just, you know, kind of worked back after having 26 pitches thrown in the first inning. He just was efficient, 1, 2, 3 innings. And what I loved was at the end of that game, him saying, no, I got one more in me. And I don't care that it didn't go his way. Just the fact that he stood his ground with Aaron Boone and said, bro, LaWisega, like, let me try. Let me try to get one more. I know, you know, I appreciate the compete level. He threw his career high pitches tonight with 111. He goes 6 2/3. Obviously, this bullpen needed that. He only gives up 4 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned runs. And like I said, that first inning, you guys obviously know how that all happened. He strikes out 9. Max Fried and Cody Bellinger, your big shots of the night. Good morning, good morning. We're in there. The Padres are dominating the Mets. The Mets just don't play well against the Padres. Definitely not in Petco Park. That one just got out of hand quickly with a 5 spot in the 7th. Didn't they put up a 5 spot in like the 4th last night? Yeah, Chris Devinsky. The Mets need bullpen repair for sure. But yeah, back to the Yankee calls. We will get into some of the rumors, some of the trade deadline stuff in the chat. They're talking about Luis Robert. Mark Feinstein just put out an article about Luis Robert and the Mets being interested in his services. There's a couple other more, you know, there's a couple other, you know, other names like Ryan Helsley and more on these other guys, you know, trade rumors as we're getting closer here. Hello, it is Wednesday, July 30th. Tomorrow is the MLB trade deadline. We are getting there. Other things out of Major League Baseball, you know, I saw Ronald Acuna Jr. Left the game in a walking boot. It said Ronald Acuna Jr. was in a walking boot and held back tears when talking after tonight's game in Kansas City. He He said it'll be further evaluated, MRI tomorrow. He felt discomfort when he scored from first on Monday. He lobbied to play today because in his mind he had missed too much time. Or this is a guy that is one of the greats in our sport, but has had terrible luck staying healthy. Other than that, what else did I see out there that I wanted to bring to the forefront here? Oh, the New York Post. As you know, like, I think it was Phil in Manhattan talking, Volpe's a tremendous player, and what I'll remember is the home run. Yeah, I'll remember it too. I posted on my Twitter. I was in there. I saw it live. That's great. A 450-foot homer. But the New York Post, the back page of the New York Post says, yip, yip, hooray. Volpe fires two more bad throws, but blasts 452-foot bomb late in Yankees' needed win over Rays. That is the talking point. That is where we are now. Even though you get the good, you know, he drives in a couple runs. He has a couple hits. That's what you're supposed to do, right? That's what we're looking for. Raise that average, that OPS, and continue. But we got to get the errors out, the throwing errors, the simple things like flipping the ball to Jazz at second base, throwing the ball to first base and hitting the first baseman in the chest to end the game. We know he can do it, but he has to do it. And the Yankees have to figure out how to, you know, get him out of his head so that he's not thinking about doing these things in their second nature. I don't know. Back to the phones we go. John in Huntington's on the fan next. What's up, John?
Yeah, what's up, Keith? What do you think if Judge is down for the year, which direction the Yankees want to go then?
Judge's not going to be down for the year, so I don't think we got
it. It's not going to be that Tommy John thing or anything like that.
No, there was a report today. Greg Joyce wrote that Aaron Judge did some toss and tee work in the cage today. He'll likely continue with that through the week before potentially facing velocity this weekend. The Yankees' hope continues to be that Judge will only miss the 10-day minimum. He'll return on the road sometime. He'll be back.
This is why I shouldn't listen to neurotic Yankee fans. All right, because I was thinking like we should have done a Chapman with Bellinger if that was the case.
I heard some stuff like that floated, but I don't think we need to do that.
All right, as long as
Bellinger. I don't think we need.
I don't want to see him play anywhere else the rest of his days. I just think he's a real ball player. That is a baseball player.
Yeah,
and I love his grit. I love his grind. I love everything he does. I think he's a stud. And Volpe, I'm not a major league ball player, but I played a lot of shortstop in my life, up until I was about 19 or 20. And those throws can get in your head.
Yeah.
Especially the ones you have time with.
You field the ball and you're thinking about it. You're double clutching. You're hopping towards the bag, and the last thing you want to do is make a bad throw, and that's what you do.
But I said the worst thing that could have happened was he had time. You don't even want to give him time to think there. You just want
to react. Yeah.
And I'm glad at least he's doing something with the bat a couple of games now in a row, because we eat our own. It's if you listen to 95% of the Yankee fans, he should be in the minors or traded by now.
Yeah, no.
I don't think that's what you do with somebody like that. I think that there's still something to be worked with. I think there's a lot to be worked with. He's cheap. He's not, what's the alternative? On sign a $300 million shortstop
They passed on that. And if they would have done that, then you wouldn't have a Max Fried here. You wouldn't probably have a Cody Bellinger here either.
Exactly. That was my point. Exactly. And I just, these Yankee fans just drive me nuts. Like, the second a guy can't, he's not doing what, all-stars do. Get rid of him. Whoever the best shortstop in baseball is to replace him. It just doesn't work like that.
Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, I know. Us Yankee fans are crazy. And the best rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. We're just never going to agree. We're going to go back and forth on things. Half the fan base wants him DFA'd or traded. And let's walk through those things. And I said I'm going to move on, and I am. But, what are you trading Anthony Volpe for? He leads the league in errors. And even, during the break, I looked up. I'm like, Gleyber Torres last year led the league in errors at his position. 18. Volpe's probably going to hit 18. But like the Yankees, like I don't want to say they allow it. I don't know how to phrase it. But it becomes part of their culture, and I don't know how it changes. They got to tighten this up, man. It's got to get cleaned up. It is so frustrating. These pitchers do the job. Max Fried is inducing ground balls. And, I mean, like, that first one that got by Jazz, I think, was just a shift. But, man, that ball goes to Volpe, and Volpe tosses it to Jazz and pulls him off the bag. It's unacceptable. And that affects these pitchers because they do their job, and they induce an out, and it's not an out. And it's like, you got to have it. That's how the elite teams win. There's a stat out there, and you don't even need the stats. I don't go on Baseball Savant. I'm not on Fangraphs. All you got to do is watch the game. The team that plays a cleaner game, that commits less errors, is more likely to win. So they're not trading Anthony Volpe because what are you getting for him? Nothing. They're not sending him down because if they wanted to send him down, they had plenty of opportunity to do that in the last 3 years. That's not on the table. But they could sit him down for a game, and it's not a benching, it's a rest day. As multiple guys get rest days, and now you have Amed Rosario on the team. The end. That's my take on it. I think you guys got that right. I said it a bunch. Amed Rosario exists on this team now. Unless Volpe somehow rips off, and that's another thing. He's not going to be perfect. He's going to make mistakes because they all commit errors. But he's got such a high number now, the number just gets higher and higher, and it's just something for people to point out. Hey, he's the worst shortstop in the league. He's not. But, like, you have Amed Rosario to spell him, to give him a break. And sometimes you need a break. The All-Star break wasn't enough. Let Amed Rosario get a game every week, every other week. What's the worst that can happen? Robbie's in Lenox on the Fan next. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for always taking my call. First of all, I just wanted to say, you know, before I talk about, you know, Volpe and so forth, you know, I'm looking over trade deadline information today and all kinds of rumors. You know, one of the guys I talked to the other night about with McMonagle is Stephen Kwan. There's a guy I'd love to try to acquire. You know, it's obvious to me that the Yankees need guys to put the ball in play because I'm so tired of watching guys strike out. Like tonight, Jazz just gives you nothing, okay? And the thing that bothers me about this team is the constant non-contact. To me, if you traded a couple of guys away that were DH type of hitters, like we talked about Grisham and those type of hitters, power type hitters, for a couple of guys that would just put the ball in play, this team would be so much better. But I got a question for you, okay? Would you trade Devin Williams? Because to me, right now, when you look at relief pitchers, I mean, they're not a dime a dozen at this point. There's a lot of guys that are hurt, guys that are, you know, obviously the Class A situation and so forth. You trade a Devin Williams and say, okay, Weaves, you're going to be our closer again like you were last year, and you go out and maybe get some bullpen up. You get a Bednar from Pittsburgh. You know, there was rumors also, Keith, that talking about, you know, O'Neill Cruz maybe coming to the Yankees. I don't know. I mean, what do you do? If you're GM right now, I want you to play Brian Cashman for a second, okay? And you know what you need, right? So who's out there that you want, that you can give up for? They're not going to bring up Spencer Jones, obviously. We know that because if he was going to be brought up, they would have brought him up already. I want to see him. But what is he worth if he comes up and he hits 050 and all of a sudden the rest of the you know, teams are going, well, you know, now we don't want him because we obviously know what he looks like now at the major league level. So with that being in mind, I mean, you know, I'll get your thoughts on that. But to me, you know, I would trade Devin Williams because, you know, the Yankees are not going to re-sign him. He's going to want $18, $19 million next year to be a closer. And he's good, but he's not that good. I mean, he looks like John Wetland every time he comes in. Like triple, a walk. Really?
Thanks for the call, Robbie. Listen, I'll try to work backwards. I don't know. There's a lot there. I'm not trading Devin Williams. He's your closer. You gave up Caleb Durbin and Nestor Cortez to get him and make him your closer. You changed the beard policy because when people saw him without a beard, they said, why'd they do that to him? You moved Luke Weaver from the closer role to the setup guy, and then he had to go back to the closer role, got hurt, and back to the setup guy. Things are how you want it now. I don't trust Luke Weaver the same way I once did. Just last night, I'm like, maybe we've gone too far with all the Star Wars sounds and theatrics for Luke Weaver. I know it's kind of like now you can't put the toupees back in the tube, but like, do we need all the, do we need the Darth Vader? Do we need the whole bomb, bomb? But like, it's just a lot for a guy that like, you know, I like his personality, but like, it's not like he is completely nails and whatever. You can't, if you trade Devin Williams, like I said, first think about what you gave up. Caleb Durbin is helping the Milwaukee Brewers. Nestor Cortez, I believe, is on his way back. Like, you gave up a pretty good amount to get Devin Williams. And you worked all season to get Devin Williams to be this version of himself. You want to trade him now, tomorrow? No, I need a little bit more of a return on that investment. And if I think I'm going anywhere this year, he's one of the best relievers, closers in the game over the years. MLB Network voted him as the best reliever in baseball going into this year. I would want him to be on that mound and getting those last three outs. I would tighten up the defense behind him, but I'm not trading Devin Williams because I still have plans of going to the postseason, and I still have plans of winning in the postseason. Whether it's a World Series or not, that's a lot to ask. But like, if it's wild card round, you got to win those games. DSCS, you got to win those games. Somebody's got to get those outs, and he's been good, and you believed in him. I didn't believe in him. I thought it was too much. I thought the fans were eating him alive, booing him, chanting Luke Weaver. You know, and then when you talk about O'Neill Cruz is not, that was a rumor. O'Neill Cruz is not coming over here. Who would I want? I want Yoan Duran or David Bednar or Ryan Helsley, just somebody else that is a high leverage reliever that you can trust. You guys watch postseason baseball. There are so many times in postseason baseball, it's a tight, tense moment, and you need a guy that can go in and give you three outs and like fire up the crowd. Sometimes the crowd gets louder just getting those three outs in the seventh, eighth, knowing like, hey, we're this much closer. You need another one of those guys. I've seen Luke Weaver get rocked too many times this year. Tim Hill is overused. You know, I know Fernando Cruz is coming back. I don't know what Mark Leiter Jr. is going to be. I need another high leverage reliever. I need a left-handed reliever specifically. And yeah, they're not going to call up Spencer Jones, whatever, so be it. But then if you're not calling up Spencer Jones, then I don't think that you're going to be able to trade one of Jason Dominguez, who, like, not for nothing, now Jason Dominguez is playing every day. Hopefully his defense is there. Obviously he had a couple hits tonight. Some good luck. Stole some bases. Like, you know, like, put the speed on. Good. Trent Grisham has to play a plus center field, prioritizing defense. I don't think you are acquiring a Harrison Bader or you know, any outfielders. I think that the Yankees need to add a starting pitcher, a left-handed reliever, and maybe another high leverage reliever and be done. But there's talk about maybe they don't believe in this team. They're not going to sell. I know there's a lot of talk. Hey, you could do soft buy and sell. Why? Why? Judge is coming back. Why? The American League, and I've said it, it's not as weak as you guys like to proclaim it is, but come on, man. These are the New York Yankees, and I know. What does that mean, Keith? They're the New York Yankees. They got a ton of talent. They got a high payroll. They got a crazy fan base and a home field advantage. Get into the dance. As much as we hear it's a crapshoot, as much as we hear anything can happen, why can't this be the year? And there's two things, right, with Judge. What if this is the year that I've been saying all along, okay, he failed at the highest level. He's a father now. This is the year that the World Series, like it isn't, you know, the World Series, he failed in the World Series. There's no Galaxy Series. Maybe this is the year that Aaron Judge turns it on. What if he doesn't? I'd plan for that as well. Plan for Aaron Judge to not be himself in October. You've seen that more than not. So I'm not getting rid of any of these hitters either. I'm not. I need somebody to carry him. And I'm also not throwing Stanton in right field to risk him pulling a hamstring or having any type of issues. Then he goes on the IL, then he's got to ramp back up. No. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I forget what else Robbie threw out there. I'm not trading Devin Williams. You trade your prospects. I'm not trading Spencer Jones. I'm not trading George Lombard. But there are some other arms and some other high-level prospects that you can give up for relief pitching. Do that. I'm cool with Ryan McMahon. He fields that position well. I know he's going to strike out, but he's also going to be clutch. He's also going to have some hits. Lower in that lineup, Amed Rosario, put him in right field. If Judge can't throw, and hopefully Judge does work back to being able to throw. You mentioned Jazz. That's something I wanted to speak on. You know, Jazz is in a little bit of a bad one. Jazz is pissed off at the umpires. He's swinging at garbage, but he's also getting jobbed. And, not for nothing, though, like, Jazz gives us moments where he's hitting for power, where you know, He's hitting home runs, but like in his last seven games, in his last 15 games, he's got one homer. In his last seven games, he's got one homer. The average is low. And I remember the knock on Jazz was his plate discipline or lack thereof and, you know, striking out. And you're going to get some of that too. He wasn't going to stay as hot as he was coming back from the IL the whole time. You hope that he can ramp back up because with Judge down, you need his power. He's got 13 strikeouts in his last seven games. So, yeah, he's in a little bit of a funk that he's got to break out of because he is an everyday player. He is playing every day at second base. Let's continue the calls with Rich in South Orange. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'd like to make a point on Volpe, but as you guys do in your hosting, I'd like to just share with you a little bit about my day. I'm a little sick to my stomach today, and she keeps putting Barry's hot sauce on it. I keep telling her not to do that.
I mean, the second time around, did you dump the first one? Thanks for the call, Rich. I don't know where, like, you know, you want to share parts of your day. I'm hoping you're going to share.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Share some part of your day that like comes back to the conversation. I haven't shared any parts of my day yet. That seemed like, I don't know, you're taking us somewhere we didn't need to go and we don't need to offend anybody, and that wasn't needed in this program.
Nah. And also, just for everybody out there, when we're sharing our parts of the day, it's usually to do with something to do with the show.
Yeah,
you
comes
guys
back
just
around
on
to
randomly
something.
Randomly given this.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that was so whack. Like, I'm sorry. The second R drop, we had to get you up out of there. So, yeah, no, we don't need that. We don't know you. It's one thing if Evan Roberts is telling me what's going on in his day. It's one thing if Boomer Esiason is sharing with us. We don't need that. Here's something from my day. Something I'm looking forward to sharing with you guys. I had a nice vehicle dropped off at my house today. And shout out to my boy Matt, who does videography, photography, video editing. We basically drove this vehicle to Yankee Stadium today and shot a little commercial. So in the next few days, maybe week, you will see on my social media, at Keith McPherson, if you already follow me on TikTok and Twitter and Instagram, YouTube, you will see a look at how I drive from Jersey to Yankee Stadium. As you guys all know, I go to the game and I watch the game and I come here and I host the show. And now we've got that in like actual video form, almost like a little commercial. It's like an influencer marketing thing. It's going to be coming out soon. I'm super excited for it. It's going to be dope. So there's something for my day that, you know, kind of makes sense here. You guys have heard about my car trouble and driving from the state. I had a flat tire, got here, got in an accident, trying to get in, somebody hit my car, you know. Right now, we're good. And I was paranoid, you know, driving a brand new car. It smells like so brand new. Driving the brand new car to Yankee Stadium, parking it, getting out of there, and getting it here. You'll see it. I can't wait for you guys to see the video, and hopefully I'm not even going to tell you the brand or make of car. You'll have to figure that out for yourself. You'll see it in a couple days. All right, we're about to see this break next. 888-808-1019. Still taking calls on the Yankees. When we come back, I'll mix in some Major League Baseball news, some trades, some different things that are percolating on the internet around the league and who's going to be traded. And yeah, the Mets got to rally back here, man. The Mets are... They're actually down to their final strike. That's not going to happen. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take this break. We'll be right back. The Mets lose the series to the Padres, and they're talking about how the Mets are the second worst team in the league as far as innings per start. They're averaging 4.64 innings per start. They're only second to the Los Angeles Dodgers, who we all know their starting rotation was decimated by injuries, and they've been patching that together for weeks and months. Trade deadline's coming. Are the Mets going to add a starter? I think they would be inclined to add another starter. There were some rumors about Sandy Alcantara. Rumors around Luis Robert. We know they added Gregory Soto. Some rumors around Mark Vientos being potentially traded. You know, when you look at this game tonight, it's just tough because the Mets are only able to score one run. And coming off of, you know, yesterday when they had a four-run lead and they battled back to tie the game, like, that was a heartbreaking loss late. And this was just an ass-whooping. This was just, by the time you get to the seventh inning, they blow the game open with a five-run seventh. Nimmo 0 for 3 with a strikeout. Lindor 0 for 4, 3 strikeouts. Soto 0 for 2, leaves the game. Alonso 0 for 3. Just 0 for all through this game. 4 hits. But Mark Vientos had 2 of them. Swaggy V says, I'm not leaving. But he probably will be traded. Like, when you're looking at the combination of Mauricio and Beatty and Vientos, most people are talking about, hey, Vientos is not the best fielder. Vientos is a future DH. And the Mets' future DH is Juan Soto. Juan Soto is going to be a 10-year DH for the Mets. 888-808-1019. Met fans, how you feeling? The win streak ended at 7. And now, back-to-back losses, the Mets try to avoid the sweep. Jose Iglesias, Candelita, oh my God, 2 hits tonight. Getting his revenge, also had a walk. Manny Machado with that 3-run bomb. Jackson Merrill had another 2 hits, 2 ribbies. Yeah. You know, the Padres fighting for their lives. The Padres handle business and do what they got to do. Let's take a look quickly here at the standings as I refresh these. I think the Phillies did win. I think I saw the Phillies won 6-3 over the White Sox, bouncing back after losing to them last night. So the Phillies are a half game back of the Mets. And, yeah, your New York Yankees are 4 games back. Because Toronto has lost 4 in a row. And, you know, there's still a game up in the wild card. Where are the Padres at in the wild card? Are they still holding? Yeah, they're holding that last spot in the wild card hunt. So we'll take a look at some more things. But I got a full rack of calls that I want to get to. I do want to get to some trade deadline rumors and some other things around the league. I think the big story around the league was the trade of Sir Anthony Dominguez, who was on the Orioles, and Toronto was playing the Orioles in Camden Yards, and this guy gets traded and has to walk past his teammates for the final time and, you know, put on some Orioles or take off his Orioles stuff and put on Blue Jays stuff. It's a rough game. Yeah, he was traded between doubleheader games, walked over to their clubhouse, just switched, and they got it all ready for him. A Dominguez 48 jersey, a Blue Jays uni for him, and yeah, just like that, Cole World, man. They're over there saying, hey, you got a guy. You know, the Blue Jays are like, hey, you got a guy that we want. I mean, he's right there. What do you want from him? Hey, you can have him. Also, the Blue Jays DFA'd Chad Green. So you can expect any minute now for Chad Green to be coming back to the Yankees, right? Brian Cashman somewhere like, easy. Easy money. Yeah, let's bring back Chad Green. That'll be just as good as getting a reliever at the deadline. What else? Luis Gil. Luis Gil should be joining the team again on Sunday in Miami. So help is on the way in that regard. And, yeah, Fernando Cruz as well. He's getting back on the mound Friday for his first bullpen session following his oblique strain. So we can hope to have him back in August. I think a lot of people were thinking September. I'll keep filling in the blanks here as we proceed. But let's hear from you at 888-808-1019. Bruce is in Flushing, back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, some Yankee points. Before I get to that, you should also mention that Soto left the game because of an injury. Foul tip to his back leg.
Okay, yes, I left that part out. I think Marco might have said that on an update, but okay. I need to add that as well. Thank you.
Yeah, and you should monitor what Mendy says in the postgame. Yankee points, number one. Were you able to hear Boone's postgame comments tonight?
I heard a little bit of them coming in, but not enough of them to recite. Maybe Zoo can cook them up. But you're talking about how his tone was a little bit different with Volpe, but go on.
Well, his tone was different. Susan mentioned that in her postgame comments. But when somebody brought up the fact that, well, maybe you should give Volpe a blow, he didn't say no. He didn't say yes. He said, it's already after game. I'm not going to talk about that. He didn't say no. And he also said that this is a definite problem and we have to address it.
Yeah, he said we got to get over it. We got to get through it. He started off saying he's really good out there. But, like, that's why I started my show saying, okay, enough already. Like I was at the game. I was sitting behind the dugout. I had a clear view of the kid. And it's like, you guys cannot keep parading around saying he's a lead and he's going to figure it out. He shouldn't be tasked to just come through it on his own. It's the worst defensive slump of his young career, and he's in a bad one, and it's costing the starting pitchers. It's costing the team. If that game got away from them at the end, like he would have been sent, like he would have been sent into another like spiral of like the homer wouldn't have mattered. The run that he drove in early wouldn't have mattered. It would have been all about the Yankees lose the first two games. Now they can't win the series. They can only potentially split the series, and it would all fall on Anthony Volpe. I feel like you can't just let this kid keep, you know, sinking like this. They got to step in and do something, and I think there's only one thing to do. Spell him.
Which I mentioned last night to you. You know, Rosario, we mentioned last night.
Right, he exists on the team. You can't tell me that he can't play shortstop. We looked it up last night. He played for the Nationals this season at the position.
I thought today was a very important win because, frankly, after I got up to 3-0, I didn't think they were coming back. Not with this lineup yet. No Judge.
I wasn't confident. I wasn't confident because, you know, the vibes in there were off. And, yeah, like I said, I tweeted out something as far as without Judge, a team that only scores homers.
No Stanton.
Yeah, Stanton out of the lineup, Goldschmidt striking out, Jazz striking out. I'm like, I don't know how they overcome this. And also with Fried and his pitch count kind of up in the beginning and him giving up a homer, I'm like, I didn't know what version we were going to get. But they banded together. I think that's why I said I gave Belly the big shot and Fried because Belly, with one swing of the bat, gave us life, gave us a new game, and Max Fried locked in.
I love that curveball. I mean, I haven't seen a curveball like that.
He had it going. He had it. He's a master. You were watching a master at work throwing that curveball, and he was throwing it late, and his pitch count got up there. It's good to see him compete and be an ace like, you know, he is the ace of the team, be an ace like figure in a game that you needed to win.
I know you don't like return visits from ex-Yankees, but you got... I was watching the Met game before. Peralta was throwing 95 to 96. And they're looking to dump salary. Would you, if you can get Peralta back as a second lefty, would you want him?
Yeah.
If you get him cheap. And also, Cortez is rumored to be traded because Milwaukee has got deep pitching staff. Would you take back Cortez if you can get him cheap?
Yeah, if the price is right. Both of those guys had some legendary moments. Wandy Vision. Wandy did it when the pressure was there, and he didn't look like he was under any pressure. Guys that show you that type of metal, that type of performance in the postseason in New York, like there's not everybody can't do that. I would bring Wandy back as a left-handed. Yeah, if the price is right. And even Nestor, too. I wouldn't be against him. I am against second tours, but I wouldn't be against Nestor coming here and eating some innings and giving us some quality starts or, you know, giving us some starts. And then Wandy being that option out of the bullpen. He's done it before, and we need it. And I don't know what else is out there.
And isn't it nice when the ball goes to third base? You don't have to hold your breath anymore.
That's what I said. Everybody wants to talk about the strikeouts. I'm watching Ryan McMahon play that position. That's easy for him. It
reminds me of Nettles a little bit. You're too young to remember Nettles. But whenever the ball went to Nettles,
I was just with Mr. Nettles. I hosted the Thurman Munson Gala, you know, in September. I was physically with him, but yeah, I never watched him play. Yeah, I've seen the highlights, and I know.
Once the ball got near third base near him, you know, you had
a and that's a great feeling, and we need more of that. We outs need to be outs. Thanks for the call, Bruce. 888-808-1019. Outs need to be outs. Simple as that. You're not going to win games giving extra opportunities. You're not going to win games letting runners advance, giving the game away. If they ground out, it's got to be an out. And so if Anthony Volpe is so in his head that the routine becomes difficult and it's gotten to this point where we're going into August, how much more can you take? How much more are you expecting the fans to take? So I said, when the game started like that today, I said, have at it, folks. Have at it. I'm not going to tell you not to boo the kid. I'm not going to tell you, have at it. Can't happen. Unacceptable. And so everything has to be on the table. We'll queue up Aaron Boone's post-game comments talking about Anthony Volpe. There was definitely a little tone because it's like, yo, enough already. Like, no one is bigger than the program. No one is bigger than the team. And he is hurting the team. Obviously, he helped the team offensively, but it's like, come on, man. This is Major League Baseball. This is the highest level of competition. If you can't make that play to end the game and that extends the game and puts us in trouble when we need every game that we can get, like, something's got to be done. Eddie is in Brooklyn on the Fan next. What's up, Eddie?
What up, Keith? How you feeling, bro?
I'm good. Just talking through things. Obviously, the main thing to talk about is the Yankee shortstop and the yips and then where we are with that. And I'm not putting it all on him anymore. I'm putting it on the organization now.
That word, Keith. You can't be saying that word, bro.
What, the yips?
As obvious as it might be, we can't be saying that word. Yeah.
It's bro. On the post. They literally wrote yip, yip, hooray on the post.
Ever since the World Series, that fifth inning, bro, ever since then, something's been wrong with him mentally. It's not just him.
Jazz couldn't get the ball out of his glove two nights ago. Goldie's got to be better scooping the ball at first base. The one that we're not worried about is the guy that just got here over the weekend, Ryan McMahon.
Right. Goldie, bro. We got Goldie. And I made a post about this. It was kind of like clickbait, too, a little rage bait. But, like, I said, I don't blame Volpe. Goldie should have made that scoop. And if you look at the play, he double-clutched. You know, he did everything wrong. Volpe did everything wrong. Double-clutched, hesitated, couldn't reach him with the throw. But I swear to you, DJ LeMahieu, and I brought DJ up last time too, but Anthony Rizzo, anybody could have scooped that ball up. I don't understand why Goldie couldn't. I don't get it. Like, he's the guy that we got for his elite gold glove caliber defense. And I'm not seeing that in the past, I don't know, 60 games.
Because Father Time is tapping that man on the shoulder. Even with his first two at-bats, the pop-up and the strikeout, I'm like, Goldie is looking like the season is getting long on him. Thanks for the call, Eddie. You know what I'm saying? Like, Goldie is getting to the point where, I don't know, man. I kind of got some flack for it last week when he had the 3 strikeouts against Toronto. Maybe I was just early, but I said, it's worn off for me. Goldie has worn off for me. He's turning into the guy that we feared from last year. And people are like, what, do you not watch the games? No, I watch every game. I go to as many games as I can. I watch all the games I have to. But I know he had some singles. I think I worded it wrong. And in my rant and my frustration with them losing to Toronto, I singled him out. But I don't think I was completely off on Paul Goldschmidt. He's got no pop. He came through tonight. And I'm literally in there tonight saying, hey, if he doesn't get a knock off this lefty here, then, like, what are we doing? Why is he batting third? Why is he playing over Stanton? Why, you know, put Ben Rice there? And I know you can't. What a conundrum. You can't put Ben Rice at first base because of the mistakes he has made. But, like, Goldie is, like, I don't know. Can't call it, man. Goldie's got to be better. Defensively, they got to be better. And I don't feel for Aaron Boone. But, like, what is Aaron Boone supposed to say? Right? Because all of the time that he talks about the team and the work that they're putting in and we got to be better, we expect them to put in the work, like he says, and fix it, and then these things happen. And it was like, what happened? Is this a product of the work or the lack thereof? I don't know. So here's Aaron Boone talking about Anthony Volpe after the game. And it's just a little bit different tone when we're talking about Volpe's defensive struggles because they cost us in the beginning of the game and they could have cost us at the end.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You guys came into the game 17th in the majors in stolen bases, and you stole 4 tonight. Is that a new tact, or is that something that they just gave you?
Yeah, we steal. Middle of the pack. I mean, it was there to be had tonight, and it played a big role for us. You know, Wellsy, a double steal there by Volpe and Wells. You know, obviously JD, so... When the matchups present themselves and when they're there, we got to be in a position to capitalize. And
my bad. I sent you the wrong one. There's 2. I'm like, this wasn't the right one. I'm like, this is not the one. But I have so many links and so many resources here. Give me a second to go back to the Yes Network and send that to Zoo. That was about the stolen bases and them running. Zoo, check your email. And I got you with the correct soundbite, the correct link, so we can play what Aaron Boone had to say about Volpe's defensive struggles, not them, you know, stealing bases today. Gary's in Middletown next on The Fan. Take it away, Gary.
Hey, Keith, another Ocean Townsend High School grad. So happy for you and your family. you're killing on this job. I really, really love listening to you.
Thanks, man.
I want to talk
Appreciate it.
You deserve it.
Go Big Red. Go Big Red.
Yes. Yeah, I never played football, but they had a heck of a team when you were there.
Yeah. But hopefully they can win another state championship. We're in a drought.
Yeah, but they don't have you, and they don't have the quarterback. I can't think of his name.
Kenny.
In the NFL.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett. Yeah, but Anthony Volpe, he was really hitting well the last couple of weeks, so I'm real happy about that. He stole a base. He hit a homer, 454 or something. Got a base hit, got the steal, got the third run, extra run. His hitting, obviously his fielding's a problem, but I think he can get back to it. I just don't know how to get back, but you can't. You got to play the other guy, the new guy, no doubt. The guy you said, the guy they just picked up. Why not? You know, play him at short sometimes, once a week, twice a week. But he can't give up on Volpe, I think. But my son wants to give up on him. He's done with Volpe, but I just don't see it.
And
I think
it sucks. There is a lot of the fan base that's done with him, and I'm not. Like, this is a resource. Having Ahmed Rosario on this roster, I think, can help. One, spell him. Two, like, why can't they put these two together to do some fielding drills? Maybe he takes a look at his mechanics. Maybe, like, use him almost as, like, a player coach. And then also, everybody needs a break. I don't think it's going to shake the kid's confidence. I don't think he's going to take it as, like, oh, Ahmed Rosario's taking my position and I failed. No, man, we are trying to help you. We see you're struggling, and we are not expecting you to just overcome it on your own. Gary, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Kenny Pickett was this close to winning a state championship for Ocean Township, too. I think he won the ACC with Pitt, and he won a Super Bowl with the Eagles, but no Central Jersey Group 4 state championship. If you go to Ocean Township High School, that's still me. I'm still the last one. That's my claim to fame right there, baby. That's it. I peaked in life. When we won the state championship at Rutgers, I did nothing great after. All right, let's go to Aaron Boone now. I sent the correct link now to Zoo. This is Aaron Boone talking about Volpe's struggles. And if you watched and listened to the post game, like, it's got a little different. Like, he's not coming out there saying it's just three or four plays now. He's not coming out there saying that Volpe's elite now. Listen for yourself if you didn't hear this earlier.
With Volpe, he had two big at-bats there on the offensive end, but obviously the errors. Do you think that's becoming a little bit mental?
Yeah, I mean, we got to get over it. You know, we got to get through it. You know, one thing for certain, he's really, really good out there, and he's clearly had some struggles and, you know, a little indecisive with that last throw, like, you know, and not that, you know, it's a short hop there, but, you know, we can't be indecisive there, and he'll get through it. You know, but obviously there's been some tough moments here, and you know, but for a very talented defender, he will get through it, and we got to get him there.
Gary and Brian.
Yeah, that's good. You can kill it. Let's take another call, and then we got to go to the break. Timber Tony in Montreal back on the fan. I know he's listening.
I'm always listening, Keith. I love you, man. You're the best. And, you know, I love the way you support the Yanks, and you're not a guy that's going to be hammering a guy when he's down. Because, you know, it's easy to lambaste anybody that's having a hard time, you know. But the true critic that's out there is going to tell a guy, listen, you're failing, and this is what I think you should do, or this is what I still have faith in you. And you got to look at Boone and what he said tonight. But what I want to say, Keith, is that he's a little juggernaut. I'm sorry, Anthony Volpe hit a bomb tonight, and what I liked about him is that he stole that base at third and he came home, and he's a hard-nosed player, and I just will never give up on him. And I think he has Yankees actually tattooed over his heart. And, you know, when they talked about him coming out of Jersey and he was a Yankee fan from a kid, you got to love that kid. And I don't care. Like, a lot of people go, oh, trade him, this and that. You guys you're full of nonsense, man. This kid, like you said, he'll hit 20 home runs this year, and he's going to be a guy. He's not going up there taking half swings. He's going to hack that ball. And if you guys give him time and give him love and give him enough chicken parmesan and a little Alfredo, I think he's going to be fine.
Thanks for the call, Tony. One of us, one of us. I refer to him as him on my Twitter, hashtag H11M, with the 11, kind of a play on him. And I know he's not him when people are like, I'm him. But he is him as far as the Yankee fan that grew up wanting to be the shortstop of the New York Yankees in this local area and actually did it. This too shall pass, but we have to help him. Odyssey's We Can Survive concert is back with performances by Ed Sheeran, Goo Goo Dolls, Alex Warren, and Shaboozey, all on one stage, one night only, at the Prudential Center, Friday, September 26th. Our Ticketmaster presale is live Thursday at 10 a.m. Use the presale code WCS2025. See you at Odyssey's We Can Survive, presented by VegER for Pets.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.